off, we move on with the next presentation by Eric Petit. Eric Petit is researches in evolution, ecology at INRA, and health of ecosystems also, and I can't find your presentation. You have the floor.
Thank you. So talk about invasive and migratory species, roughly 50 people, different labs who work on the restocking of the celuine, and but also on the invasive species. So on this aerial picture, you can see the special footprint of the lake of the Vezin and La Roche-Guibois dams will improve the access and will transform the habitat. So what do we know about the migratory and invasive species distribution? Downstream for the lamprey, the eel, sea trout, and also great catfish. And those species are located downstream. The Silurid also found upstreams, and the other species of lamprey and crayfishes, and the white leg crayfish. So there are changes in the distribution pattern of the species, which will be a consequence of the removal of the dams. So the downstream species will move upstream. So crayfish here will move downstream. The Silurid has been fished in the lake, but it is also found downstream, and it will lead to a number of problems that will lead to different interactions between the different species. Ecology is a science of the interaction between living being and their environment. So we focus here on some examples or opportunity to see changes in the trophic networks. The eel can eat up crayfish when it meets it, but also changes in the interaction taking place. We talk about the different lamprey species downstream. I'll talk about the Silurid. It may eat up all the migratory fishes, which may move upwards to the spawning ground. So new interactions, of course, new distributions. I want to focus here, thanks to five slides. So I would like to talk about the different methods and different questions which arose pertaining to this special distribution. You will hear more about this tomorrow from the observatory. I want to also to talk about the autotrophic observation, and Jean-Marc Roussel shall tell us a bit more about those interactions. The first work, which illustrates what has been done so far in the Saline River, is to set up to implement methods so as to detect salmon, which will recolonize the River Saline. So we installed an acoustic sensor camera, thanks to which it is possible to count the number of salmon which move upstream. So we developed first an efficient methods in terms of workload. People are working in our lab so as to detect automatically the salmon which migrate upstream, and a coupling of two types of sensors allows to measure the flow and to manage the stocks of salmon. The second type of illustration, I mentioned the lampreys previously. On the left-hand side is the fluviatile lamprey, a migratory species which spends a part of its life cycle at sea and is a flow of genes between a different catchment area. This mix of blue and orange means that the fluviatile lamprey are similar, pretty similar. If you move upstream, and if you now look at the planar lamprey, you can see a different distribution of color. And now if we look for each of the catchment area and genetic diversity, the planar lamprey features less genetic diversity than those who live downstream. So there are issues here of evolutive biology and the issues of speciations. What is speciations? That is the isolation of a genetic pool. In the River Saline, there was a divide of genetic pools because of the dams. By removing the dams, we should be able to see whether an exchange will be taking place at a genomic level or not. Third type of work which illustrates what has been done and what will be done in the River Saline, the invasive species, well, three invasive species. The signal crayfish is a problem. It was introduced by a farming upstream of crayfish, and we sampled different stocks so as to study the morphological features so as to characterize the individuals which will colonize the downstream area and to check whether they are specific or not when compared to the other already existing and living in the downstream area. Another work as regards salmon, in order to manage correctly salmon. Salmon lives both in rivers and in seas. So we do not use genetic but microchemical science and otolith. There are lots of tracers that can be used and that can be analyzed. And what is interesting here is that on this graph there's a number of tracers which have been analyzed, represented in two dimensions in the factorial plan. And all the blue dots are smolt, juveniles. They grew up in different rivers. And you can see here the four different rivers flowing into the Bay of the Mont-Saint-Michel. And we can characterize those different rivers on this factorial plan. How can we know which species will colonize the River Saline? We caught some individuals at the foot of the dam, and some are match with the chemical signature of the saline, but some match with the chemical signature of the quenon. So they do not all live in the Saline rivers, all the individuals found at the foot of the dam. In order to characterize those fishes, once they will have recolonized the river, we must be able the history of these fishes is are complex. One of the characteristics that is difficult to measure is the fecundity, the spawning edge, and so on, and Marin with other people in the lab have developed a non-invasive method that can be used to specify, characterize the reproductive status of the fishes, i.e. echography. So that these are non-invasive techniques being used to scan the actual bellies of the fishes and to assess the reproductive features. So we are sampling different data. And the type of questions that will be raised once the removal of the dams has taken place and the stock of the fish has is back in the rivers, the issues are issues pertaining to the knowledge. So which species will benefit more from dam removal? What are the consequences of dam removal on the demogenetic structure of the recolonization of those stocks? What are the consequences on the recolonization dynamics on these species characteristics? Now, management issues. There are issues whether pertaining to fishes or crayfishes, native or invasive versus invasive species. We must be able to assess their spatial distribution. And when we connect the resident stock of freshwater treat with stock of marine or saltwater trout, well, what will happen? So thank you very much for listening to me.
Ah, on va faire les questions après. Merci Eric.